Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, hey Harper, why did the shadow person cross the road?
I don't know. Why did it cross the road?
I don't know. We'll never know. Because he disappeared.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a real ghost story, we want to hear about it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You could write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hewson. Harper, how are you today?
I'm very, very good.
Did you like my attempt at ghost humor?
Yes.
I wrote the joke myself. I don't know that it was like brilliant, but it it was good.
Yeah,
was
it? It had potential.
It made you giggle a wee little bit. I think I heard it in your voice.
Yeah.
I didn't tell her the punchline. I just said, you got to say this.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. So it might be a lot of hype for the story, but there's a story about a shadow person on the road.
Oh, wow.
So you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Here it goes.
Hi, guys. My name is Nicole. I've called before, and I wanted to call in and tell you another ghost story or shadow person story. I was working late. I usually work till like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I got off work. I was driving home, and it was a divided highway at 2-lane. And there was a car that was probably about, I'd say, about 5 car lengths ahead of me. And I lived in the mountains, so you watch for deer, you watch for animals, and it's really, really dark. There's no street lights or anything like that. So I was driving almost home, and all of a sudden I see a really tall man in a hat start to cross the street right in front of us. It then disappeared when it got to the hood of that person's car in front. I thought I was hallucinating, and I would have thought I was hallucinating if I was by myself, but we both slammed our brakes on at the same time. So, how I can describe this is, this was a shadow that was darker than the darkest night. I mean, it stood out dark against, like I said, a wooded, no street lights out there in the woods, and it was just dark. It had a hat, and like I said, if I hadn't had somebody in front of me slam their brakes on at the same time, I would have thought I was crazy. And, it just disappeared, and we went on our way. Then about, I would say, probably another month or so passed. I had gotten off work. I worked several jobs all at the same place. And so I worked some in the morning and I worked some at night. And it all kind of ran together. But anyways, I had gotten off in the afternoon and I went over to my friend's house. I'd never been to this house before. She was staying there with a friend. And I was sitting on the bed, which it was at the end of the bed, so it kind of faced down the hallway. And as I'm sitting there looking down the hallway, all of a sudden I see a tall man, shadow man, come out of the wall, walk down the hall, and disappear into the bathroom. And this is in the middle of the day. This is probably 1:30 in the afternoon. I was completely surprised and astonished. I've never seen a shadow person since then. I became obsessed with the fact that I had seen this several times. So I started to research it and found out that most people describe it exactly the same way, which is, darker than the darkest night. I didn't know there was a phenomenon about having, long coats or hats, but both times, I don't know if it was the same shadow man, if it was, I really don't know, but they both were wearing a hat, both the same height, and I never saw it again in two different places, you know. I'm not really sure. It didn't really do anything other than just appear and, you know, disappear. So it was really cool. I'm glad that I've learned that I'm not the only one, and it makes me feel kind of cool to experience these things. So nothing too scary, just bizarre, and makes you wonder exactly what this is, or is it a, you know, another dimension, or I don't know. There's so many theories out there. But anyways, thank you so much for hearing my story. Hope you play it. Love you guys. Have a good night.
What do you think about shadow people?
Isn't it just fun when you see a random shadow man disappear into the bathroom?
Or
it makes you wonder, did he pee himself away?
Did he just, like, go down the toilet? Is that where he disappeared to? Down the toilet? I think,
you know,
it's weird.
A spoonful of sugar makes the shadow man go down.
Okay, that joke was worse than mine. Really.
I made you laugh, though.
You did make me laugh. Thank you for that. I think the first story is weird, that she sees the shadow person on the road, and then the car in front of her must have seen it, too, because they put on their brakes.
Yeah.
Which is really weird for both of them to have seen that.
I wonder if it was just a weird person.
I don't know, but then she described it as darker than the darkest night. That doesn't sound like a person.
Creepy person.
Yeah.
Back to our conversation in just a moment. First, I want to thank our supporter today, NutriSense. That is actually the sound of the NutriSense biosensor that I've been wearing. With NutriSense, it's really amazing. I've learned some very interesting things about my food and drink choices and how it all affects my body. And also how sleep, exercise, stress, all of that exercise plays a big role in my health as well. Your glucose levels can significantly impact how your body and mind feels and functions. NutriSense lets you analyze your glucose levels in real time in response to food, exercise, stress, sleep. It's been, like I said, very fascinating to see my results and see what I need to do different to feel my best all the time. NutriSense includes 1 month of free board-certified nutritionist guidance and support. My nutritionist has been super helpful going over the results, the data, and answering any questions I have so I can fully understand what exactly this system is, how it works, and what I can do to make it work best for me. It keeps me accountable by messaging me when I'm going off my plan. It's kind of nice. Yes, NutriSense has helped me take better choices into account about what I eat. NutriSense has really helped put in perspective for me what I need to do to feel my best in terms of losing weight, mental acuity, physical fitness, all of that. It can do the same for you too. Start decoding your body's messages and pave the way for a healthier life. Visit NutriSense.com/ghost and get $30 off your first month and 1 month of board-certified nutritionist support. When they ask how you learned about NutriSense, make sure you tell them it was the Real Ghost Stories Online podcast.
It sounds like what she saw was a shadow person both times. Do you think they're connected, or is it just a coincidence that she saw them both?
I don't think they're connected. Because, like, we see a whole bunch of different shadow figures, like, throughout different stories that are just completely, like, different. Like, we've had ones with tall men with top hats, short women with dresses on. You name it. We've had so many shadow figures. I doubt that they were connected.
And it kind of seems to me with shadow people, I need to talk to an expert on them sometime and get a little bit of information about them. Because it seems to me,
called.
Yeah, because it seems like they're more like you're just seeing them moving. Like the one time I saw one, he was just walking down a short little hallway at home. I don't know what he was doing, but it didn't have anything at all to do with me. It didn't seem like he was trying to scare me. It didn't seem like he seemed big, so that's why I refer to him as a he. But it wasn't like trying to sneak up on me or make crazy sounds or anything like that. And these, both of them just seem to be oblivious to anything else. It's almost like she just caught them doing that.
Yeah.
But it is kind of cool how that happened. And I love that she's not terrified by it. And she's like, yeah, it's so awesome. I got to have that experience.
I feel like you'd be terrified by it, though.
I was, it was weird. I can't, because I only saw the one. And I don't know that I can't say I was terrified. It was more like a, what was it? And then after that, I got ready in the bathroom with the door shut.
So,
there must have been a little bit of scared going on because I was like, I just don't want to see it again. If it's going to walk by, it's going to walk by. It didn't bother me anything. So if my door's shut, I just can't see it. And I never did see it.
If I can't see it, it's not there.
Exactly. Exactly. It could have walked by every day for a week and I didn't know.
You'll never know.
Mm-mm, and I'm okay with that. Okay, here's our next story. It says, this happened about a year ago. Due to some family issues, I temporarily moved in with my grandparents. My grandma comes and goes as she tends to the other house more than she does this house. They live in a nice four-bedroom split entry house. My grandparents slept upstairs while I took over the whole downstairs. It was nice and quiet away from my crazy family issue at home. After a few months of living there, I started to hear things. First, it sounded like someone was walking right outside my bedroom, but then it escalated to something I will never forget. It was the eve of Christmas. That's funny because we most say it was Christmas Eve, but that isn't what this says. So I'm going to go with it. It was the eve of Christmas when I first heard it. I was in a deep sleep when I was woken by a loud wailing. It sounded like a baby crying right outside my bedroom window, but then it turned into something that sounded like a cat meowing or crying, if that's a thing. At first, in my disoriented state, I was like so confused, like who the hell is crying or whose baby is that? But I didn't dare to look outside my window. The crying got louder. By now, it sounded like someone was heavily sobbing like at a funeral. I was now fully awake and scared shitless. I sat up in my bed and froze for like a good 5 minutes, thinking it was just my imagination playing games with me. But no, this was real. I was wide awake, and someone or something was outside my bedroom window. I quickly reached beside my bed where my iPod was, and I quickly plugged the headphones into my ears to drown out the crying noise. My heart was pounding against my chest as I tried to fall back asleep. I secretly prayed for it to go away. To say the least, it helped me to fall back to sleep. Must be the iPods helped. The next morning, on Christmas Day, I woke up trying to forget the last night incident when my grandpa came in my room with a box. It was some shoes that I had ordered online. As I was pulling out my shoes, my grandpa suddenly asked me, "Was Katie here yesterday?" Katie is my niece's name, and she's 2. I shot my grandpa a confused look. "No, why?" He looked at me and then let out a small chuckle. He said he thought she was because he heard someone crying last night. That's when I got scared and told him I thought it was a cat. He told me I was probably dreaming and told me not to worry about it. That's interesting because he heard it too.
That's like a sudden change of like, don't worry.
You didn't hear anybody crying. I'd forget I ever said anything.
Yeah, that I didn't say that. You're crazy.
Oh, but then it goes on. It says, the thing is, my grandpa is a big believer in the supernatural. My grandpa was born with a gift, kind of like a sixth sense. He can sense and feel things that us normal people can't. So for him to tell me not to worry about it, I knew that he knew something. That's good that she knew that he was bullshitting her. I was meeting up with my family at my aunt's house for Christmas anyways, so I was going to tell them about what happened. When I got to my aunt's house, I told her and my mom what had happened. I told them what I heard, what Grandpa heard, and what he said to me. My mom looked worried and said she'll talk to my grandpa about it. My aunt was the same. She also said she'll talk to him about it. I honestly don't know if they did or not. I'm not going to ask them again. A couple weeks went past without me hearing it again. My parents bought a new house, so my stay with my grandparents was over. I was in the middle of packing up some of my things around 8 p.m. on a Monday night, music playing, TV on, when I heard the same crying sound again. Again, I froze. This time it was so close, I thought it was inside my room. My blinds were closed, so I couldn't see anything outside, but I was too scared to even go close to my window. This time...
Yeah, I would be too.
I would, yeah. The crying is just freaky to me when it's that loud. This time I slowly walked out of my room and upstairs to where my grandpa was. He was looking outside the porch window. I knew he heard it too. As I stood by the stairs waiting for him to say something, he kept stretching his neck to look over to something. He muttered something, and I don't know what, but it must have worked because when he turned around, he saw me and told me to go back downstairs and everything was all right. That night, the crying sound came and went on and off. I never really looked outside my window to see the source of the cry. I never asked my grandpa what he said or what he thought it was. I pushed that behind me as I moved back in with my parents.
That's creepy. I would definitely question that.
I would too, because Grandpa knows something. And if it's a crying sound and I'm hearing it too, obviously then you must be sensitive enough to hear it.
Yeah, and you're not going crazy.
And isn't it weird the way the mom and the aunt, they're like, oh, well, we'll talk to Grandpa.
Like it's almost like it's almost like they know something too.
Yeah, it feels like everybody knows but her. Says after I left, my cousin moved in with my grandparents. She took over my room and redid everything. I assumed everything was all good until I asked her if she heard crying sounds at night. She looked at me scared and said, "Yeah, I have." I told her what happened to me when I was there and she confirmed everything. I knew my grandpa and I were not the only ones to hear this crying noise. To this day, I can still hear the disturbing crying sound when I close my eyes or when I go back to my grandparents' house. I refuse to spend another night there. Janice! Come on, ask your granddad. Just come out and ask him. What is it, Grandpa? What do you know?
Just question it.
And...
ask questions.
Because when it's your grandparents, and I hate to say this, at some point they'll be gone. He'll be gone and you'll never have the chance to ask him. So just say whatever you heard. I was able to hear it. Our cousin could hear it. What keeps crying? Now, maybe Grandpa has some sicko dark secret and he's got some hidden room in the house.
And he's hiding a child.
Serial murderer. Yeah. Like, is... And then in that case, then don't ask your grandpa about it.
Yeah, then don't ask.
Don't go visit your grandpa ever again. It just feels like reading this story, there are too many questions, number one. And it feels like other people knew things and they weren't sharing it with Janice.
Yeah, they should really share stuff with Janice.
Janice deserves to know.
Yes, yes, she does.
If you're hearing it, it's not fair to be like, not going to tell you. So was the Katie here last night? No. But I heard someone crying too. Oh, never mind. It just makes no sense.
We'll talk to, and then they're like, we'll talk to him about it. Don't worry. We'll talk to him about it. Like, what do you people know?
Like, is there a secret sibling or did somebody have a child that y'all are keeping a secret? What is the deal? So I
are y'all hiding like a child in the basement or?
I think, Harper, this could be paranormal or criminal.
Criminal.
You're going
that's
criminal.
A new one.
It's one or the other. It could be a felony or it could be paranormal.
I'm going to go criminal on this one.
It feels criminal to me because of the secrets.
Secrets. I'm going to go criminal on this one.
And I'm going to go so far as to say criminal and probably a felony.
Yeah.
Just so
on
you
many
know.
Accounts.
So don't trust grandpa. So if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber. Go through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.